Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Register.
Happy Monday, Bill.
And Dylan Shivery.
Hey, Bill. I'm eating I just ate a Nutri-Grain bar that I stole from a break room next door that is not our company.
Different company.
Yeah.
You're a thief.
But to be fair, it's like a common hallway, right? So it opens up to...
What I want to know is how is what you did any different than what Jameis did?
With the crab legs?
Yes. You just stole food.
Again, it's open to the floor. Like the break, it's like
arguing that a grocery store is open to the world because the door's open when you step on the fucking sensor.
And these have been purchased already. You know?
I mean, the grocery purchases the crab legs before selling them to you.
That's a fair point.
It is.
That's fair.
It is indeed. Thief.
Retail price has been paid.
Just know that you've been reported to the police.
Well,
if they come in the middle of the recording and you're taken out in cuffs, I stand by my decision to turn you in.
I don't think they're going to come after me over a Nutri-Grain bar, whatever.
They call me Bill the Rat Bolin in prison.
You know what happens to snitches, right?
Yeah, I'm not a snitch, though. I'm a rat.
It's different.
I get the cheese.
All
right. Hey, we would really appreciate it if you would subscribe to this show if you have not already. But also leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. 5 stars.
Maybe tell a friend.
Put some thought into it, you know? Make it meaningful. Show that you care. It's a big part of what we do here. In order to grow Backdoor Cover and continue to give you more, you got to give us a little bit. It's give and take.
It sure is. You help scratch us our help. Back, we scratch yours.
Help
you
us help
give
you.
A little to get a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good weekend of sports.
Great weekend.
I wish Bama had lost so the top three would have gone down. That would have been great. They didn't.
Probably the best weekend of college football. That's going to happen all year.
Wait, it was the most I've watched this year, and was probably the most I will watch until playoffs come.
Who was the number three team that went down? I know Georgia lost.
Georgia was one. Notre Dame was
lost.
Three.
Ah, yes.
TCU they lost.
Okay, here's the thing. It's not just that 1 and 3 lost. They got the shit kicked out of them.
What was the score of the Georgia Auburn game?
40-17.
That's a beating.
And Notre Dame got their shit pushed in as well.
Yeah, so Auburn held Chubb and Sonny Michel to 48 combined rushing yards.
It's just a weird football year, man.
And it was 40-10 until like late in the fourth quarter.
40-17.
Like last minute touchdown by Georgia.
Holy hell. Yeah.
They kicked the shit out of them.
Miami, what is going on?
The turnover chain.
Dude.
It's the turnover chain.
41 points?
Are you all in on the U yet?
If you're a part of this country and you're not all in on the U right now, I don't know what you're doing.
They're so fun. You got to be on board with the U.
This is chaos. The turnover chain? I didn't know you were allowed to use props like this.
Oh, every team has a prop now.
Dude, this is the coolest.
The turnover chain is
I've
the best
seen.
Thing going.
I think Kennesaw State has a turnover plank now, which is not as cool.
It's plank? Kind of cool,
it's a
though.
Plank.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right, I will say
like
this.
The kind that you walk off of?
No. You've never seen like how some fraternities will make their pledges carry a plank for like an entire semester. It's got like a face drawn on it. It's from like Ed and Eddie.
Yeah.
I don't know what plank. That is.
Man, you're old piece of shit.
Okay.
All right, but to get back to the turnover chain. Before we move on to the turnover plank, when we talked about this at the beginning of the season, the turnover chain and how cool it was, and like, I mean, immediately
fits.
The first time it was used, people were like, "Is the U back?"
Yeah, because it just fits that school so well.
Oh, it's so very Miami is what I love about
it. And then we all kind of like we've faded off of it until Miami has become fully legitimate, which they are now, and now everybody's talking about the turnover chain. I just feel like we should have seen this come in a little more. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should have been appreciating the turnover chain more this whole year as a nation.
See, that defense is good, but they play even better because of the turnover chain. People want that chain.
Fuck yeah, you want that.
I didn't take it seriously because I didn't take the football team seriously.
Right.
When was the last time Miami was this
and
good?
And I'm saying that's wrong of us. If they were shit, we should still give them their due because of the turnover chain. That is an incredible
awesome.
Move.
Fair point. I still can't say I'm sold on their quarterback, Malik Rozier, but defense is holding it down. And, I mean, they can just hand the ball off. I mean, they rush for, I think, over 200
yards. Who's their head coach? I have no idea.
Mark Richt.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's funny that he's, like, kind of in the conversation for the playoffs after all those miserable years. I mean, not miserable, but, like, failed to live up to expectation years in Georgia.
You know what? I'm changing my stance. Fuck Kennesaw State.
Have you seen the plank?
I saw the plank this weekend, and I thought it was funny. But now that I'm thinking about it a little more, nah. Nah.
It's still better than Tennessee's turnover trash can.
They put a suit on it, man. They dressed up the plank.
That's trash. And Miami had, I believe, four turnovers, so the four different guys got to wear the chain week.
I mean, look, Ed, Ed, and Eddie is a great TV show, and I feel like it's almost disrespectful that they've taken from Ed, Ed, and Eddie and tried to put it onto the football field and making a mockery of this whole turnover thing. Here's a plank, Dylan, for if you haven't seen it.
Just a piece of wood.
So
a piece of wood?
In Ed, Ed, and Eddie, the plank is a big part of the show. That's exactly what it looks like. And they have turned this thing into their turnover celebration. And they, like, you know how they're wearing suits to go to the game? See how the plank has a suit on and a tie and shit? Like, but this is a white guy joke.
This is too gimmicky.
Yeah, and it's too much of a gimmick. Nobody wants a plank.
Like,
I want
like
a chain.
A tiny suit made.
You want to get an interception or you want to get a fumble and you want to just throw on that chain.
Nobody gets their dick sucked holding the plank.
Nah.
You get your dick sucked with a fucking sweet chain on, right?
Where does a chain live
when
it's...
That's what rap taught you.
When the games are not being
played. In a safe with a sick combo and, like, lasers and shit that keep it safe. Like, you got to be like James Bond to get into this thing.
Their defense coordinator used to coach at Texas, right? Manny Diaz?
It's a good question.
Manny Diaz is their D coordinator?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You didn't know that?
And they have a good defense?
And their defense is
dirty. Was trash when he was here. Like, record-breaking trash
when
he was here.
Maybe it should be of note that perhaps the program as a whole was trash and not Manny.
Well, sure. That's fair. But the defense was so, like, historically terrible.
The road to success is paved with failures.
That's very true. You have to fall down before you can get back up.
Jesus. I can't believe he still has a D coordinator job.
On the number seven team in the country.
Yeah.
Wow. With a turnover chain.
I mean, he was awful.
Fun fact, Manny Diaz's dad was a former mayor of Miami.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
He's you to the core.
He should be.
I wonder if it was in the 80s, because if it was, we
Manny
know his dad did coke.
Diaz.
Hey, I want to get back to something you said, though, because it's a very good point. What they do with the turnover chain off the field is important. If you remember, like, old school rivalries in college football would involve, like, regular robbery, something you're familiar with now as a thief.
Yes.
Like taking each other's mascots hostage and just stealing national championship trophies and shit. Like, if you got to think that the turnover chain is the most coveted object in this country right now. Like, if in London, everybody wants to steal the royal jewels.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically America's royal jewels.
Surely it's not hanging up in some dude's locker, right?
It's got to be safe somewhere. Like, the fattest dude on Miami's defense should be sleeping with that under his pillow.
No, I think that's under, like,
why's he gotta be
lock
fat,
and key.
Because the fatter you are, the heavier you are to be lifted,
okay,
the safer it is.
I saw a bunch of Photoshops of Mark Richt wearing the turnover chain, kind of with the pile of cocaine in front of him, Scarface style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is I'm just going through photos of people wearing the turnover chain. It's just fucking ridiculous.
And they get the whiteboard too, where they can write wherever they want. Yeah. They want on the whiteboard.
Yeah, so, dude, this is
the best thing going in college football.
Maybe any sport, for real.
And it's a very common take, but it's the right take.
It is the correct take. It could not be more absurd. It's like 4 inches thick. I mean, it's
obnoxious.
Oh, fuck yeah! So happy the U is back. All right, well.
Here's a report from Yahoo Sports. Trump personally asked for UCLA basketball player shoplifting case to be resolved by Chinese president. I can't say his last name or his name.
Nobody cares.
But that's interesting.
Breaking news.
This is about ball.
Yeah, ball. He's just like, please let these guys go.
If we don't get a joint press conference between Trump and what's LeVar? The ball? Yeah, LeVar Ball. If that happens, we just have to cancel democracy. It'll just be so great.
No. That, yeah, I'm all, dude.
That's the greatest, that is the single greatest content opportunity we've had in
I
a very long time.
I think we would have to shut it down as a country, because that would be the peak.
Why is Trump meddling in this bullshit?
Let that man do his thing.
And the kid who was stuck in North Korea, he didn't step in for that kid.
Trust the process, man.
Over there just
you gotta get
slaving away for 15 years.
Out of Chinese jail.
Rest in peace, Otto.
I can't wait till the Ezekiel Elliott case goes to, like, the Supreme Court. That's going to be fun.
dude, Trump sees a common factor between him and the ball father. And
they're showmen?
They're showmen. They're hustlers. Their entire brand is based off of falsities. And they and that's, you gotta save that. You gotta get your boy's son out of Chinese jail for shoplifting.
Speaking of showmen and people Dylan might not like, Baker Mayfield essentially sealed up the Heisman with a 38-20 win over TCU.
Okay.
Yeah, it's his to lose.
Serious question. Is the Heisman race basically over?
It's between him and...
Barring... Because, dude, well, I feel like we've been in this situation before, and then somebody's had a bad last couple games, yeah. And then suddenly,
I mean,
huge
they
shift.
Still have...
Mayfield's not going to have, like, tragically terrible games.
Who does OU have left?
They have Kansas and West Virginia, and then the Big 12 championship. So probably maybe TCU again.
So if they lose a Big 12 championship, which is obviously very possible, and he doesn't look strong...
Maybe Oklahoma State.
He could definitely fall back in the race. Okay. Definitely.
I mean, Bryce,
as of right now, you said, his to lose.
Yeah, it's his to lose.
Bryce Love missed a few games, maybe a game or two with injury, and he's still kind of banged up, but he ran for 100 and some yards, 3 touchdowns this past week against Washington. Stanford beat Washington, knocked him out. Pac-12 is essentially dead now. Washington was the only hope for the playoffs, but Stanford knocked him out on Friday. So,
but more importantly, is Trump a big baller? Will we see Trump in a big baller shirt? A triple B shirt?
No, that's not happening.
That's a shame.
Yeah, they're two different brands.
But really, why is he getting involved in that?
I can't think about anything else except for Trump and the Ball family right now.
Like, he's all in on the balls suddenly? What's going on?
Their last name is Ball. Fuck. All right, in other college football news... As Dan said, Stanford held off Washington. Pac-12's done.
Yep. Bama held on, beat Mississippi State.
Goddamn shame. But obviously Bama's back to ranked one again.
We got the Iron Bowl in 2 weeks in Auburn.
It's going to be a big one.
It is.
They're always
probably Bama's biggest test of the season. They've only had two tough road games, and they've only won by one score both games. Texas A&M, this game against Mississippi State.
I thought Mississippi State was going to pull this shit off, man. Was bummed.
Well, I saw, like, I wrote this down. 4th and 3, Alabama's 42, deep in the fourth quarter. It's a tie game, and they decide to punt. Like,
they fucking, you gotta play.
You don't win that game when you punt.
That's, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obvious comment, but
yeah.
Infuriating.
But tough defense, tough crowd at home. Auburn has both of those. So, Bama's, like I said, beat up on defense. I think Auburn probably wins that game.
At this point, they can afford a loss. It won't even matter.
What, right? Alabama?
Yeah.
Not if they lose Auburn. Because then they're not in the SEC championship game.
But they still, yeah. I think they still.
They still get to the playoff.
Probably.
Well, there's a scenario where Auburn beats Alabama. They play Georgia in the SEC championship game. They beat Georgia. Auburn's in the playoff no matter what if they do that. They run the If Auburn runs the table, they're in the championship game. Alabama could, I guess, conceivably be in a top four team at the end of the year, even if they don't play in the SEC championship game. But I don't know if the committee puts a whole lot of weight into conference titles.
I had missed seeing disheveled Nick Saban on the sideline. This was the first time this season we've gotten a really good taste of, or at least that I have gotten a good taste of, angry Saban. I thought he was about to fucking snap someone's neck. He was losing his goddamn mind in the fourth quarter. It was incredible. That's the best part of college football.
What was the final of this game? I didn't watch any of it.
Won by a score. Touchdown.
Yeah. It was very close. Mississippi State had a legit chance, and they fucking punted it away.
Yep. I also have...
Literally.
Ohio State murdered Michigan State.
Ten is so weird.
Get prepared for a bunch... Like, Ohio State somehow at the end of the season kind of sneaking their way into the playoff conversation. Everyone's going to hate that.
Oh, God. Is this statistic accurate? That 75% of the public money was on Notre Dame, Georgia, and Michigan State?
Yes. So,
ouch.
Big weekend for Vegas.
Bad weekend for the public.
And myself. I'm paying our bookie as we speak.
That's what you get, you square.
I know. Fuck Notre Dame.
How did our picks do? We're not there yet, but I feel like I did pretty good.
Shut up, Dylan.
You shut up.
Butch Jones got fired.
Yeah, Mizzou smoked him. So Tennessee, the last time they've played every SEC team, they've lost. They're 0-13 against every SEC team they played the last game they played. Brady Hoke is now the interim coach. They've now lost four top recruits in the process of firing Bush Jones. And they need to beat either LSU or Vandy to avoid their first eight-loss season in school history.
In school history.
Them and Ohio State are the only teams or programs to never lose more than seven games.
That's pretty crazy, man. Never had an eight-loss season. Wow.
But we have those groomers going around. A lot of people think, well, I don't personally think John Gruden's like a college football coach, but Tennessee seems to be all sold on him.
What?
For $10 million a year.
I thought we were done with this bullshit. Like, people are still talking about Gruden going to college.
Gruden spent 1 year as a graduate assistant at Tennessee and married his wife was a Tennessee cheerleader or something.
So that's
so
it?
That's
all you need?
That's the
only
time.
That doesn't make
time.
You want to live in Knoxville
no.
and like, work there.
Or turn down. He's the highest paid commentator in television.
I can't. Can you see John Gruden going house to house?
That's,
like,
a
big,
that's
to
the biggest point here, because these guys, like, being an NFL coach and a college coach are so different because of the recruiting.
He is the highest paid personality on ESPN.
It's been reported he makes more than $6 million a year. He works like 2 days a week and only like, what, 5 months a year?
And even
why would he go to...
doesn't have a stressful job.
$6.5 million a year.
Even if ESPN fires him. Even if ESPN fires him or lays him off in these layoffs after Thanksgiving, someone will hire him to do the same exact thing that he does now.
Okay. He doesn't strike me as somebody... You can't fire John Gruden. You can't if ESPN fires Gruden, I will have no more identity for ESPN in my mind. He is essentially ESPN to me at this point.
Seriously?
Van Pelt's probably my ESPN guy that I associate ESPN
with. Like, from a commentating standpoint, I can't name another commentator for ESPN. I can't. Football. It's Gruden.
Well, they only have They only have Monday Night Football. For ESPN.
And it's Gruden and who? Who's the other guy?
Some asshole, I don't know.
Some fuck. He's not John Gruden. Anyway.
Generic bald white guy.
Yeah. Oh, Chip Kelly.
Yeah, so I'm getting reports from Jake Goldman that Chip Kelly talks.
You're getting reports from a
You're
coworker?
You're getting reports from a diehard Florida fan who's 10 feet
who's,
from you?
Who does deep dives into Florida Reddit and Florida.
Okay,
dude,
but those are all
worse than college.
Those are all
guy
slided toward Florida.
Who deep dives into Reddit and thinks he has insider info?
And just to be clear, all of the betting websites have Dan's coach Scott Frost as the big favorite as the next coach at Florida, and I think Dan is trying to deflect.
No. Here's the thing: Scott Frost is now staying with UCF, and he's going to try to get us into the Big 12. That's his goal.
Uh huh.
All right, and of course, the state of Florida standings so far. We have Miami at 9-0, UCF at 9-0, USF at 8-1, FAU, Lane Kiffin's team, at 7-3, FIU, 6-2, looking like a pretty good win for UCF at the beginning of the season. Then 3-6 Florida State and 3-6 UF.
That's wild.
Okay, first, A, insane amount of schools in Florida. B, holy shit.
Also, did you know every coach in the state of Florida has a national championship either as a coach, an assistant, or a player?
Wow. Dude, people love the beach, you know? People love the sunshine and oranges and cocaine.
But you're right,
Florida has all those things.
If there's one place Scott Frost leaves for, it's UF, because why would you ever leave the state of Florida when you have this kind of recruiting? He's not going to Nebraska. Like, I'm not worried about the Cornhuskers.
You were very worried about them like 3 weeks ago.
Like, it was a few weeks ago. Yeah, I'm not worried about
that. Ages ago.
Yeah.
Really. Dude, Florida State and the University of Florida being at the bottom of the state of Florida standings is hysterical. Did not realize that. Florida International is 6-2. That's not even a real school. That's just where Instagram models put in their fucking bio to make it look like they're legitimately in college. So that creepy dudes feel like they're following a college chick rather than just some streetwalker.
What city is that?
That's Miami.
It's not real.
It's in Miami?
Yeah. It's not real. I'm telling you, it's not fucking real.
It's in like the bad part
of
Miami.
I bet if we did an actual investigation and went to Florida and went to Miami to attempt to find an office building for FIU or some kind of classroom, it's like a fucking empty basement under an old.
No, Ross. But like everyone's in on it. Like you ask for directions, yes. And they tell you, like you be like yes. Big, like yes. It's
Ross. I've been there. I've seen it.
Yes,
I've seen FIU.
It's completely fabricated. It's all a front for Instagram models.
They
6-2. That dude, fuck that. If FIU can be 6-2, tell me why Texas State can't win a football game. I just don't get it. What as up as Dan is on UCF is as down as I am on the Texas State Bobcats, who I think did win this weekend, just for the record. I'm just saying, I'm just so sick of their fucking
man,
FIU
UCF,
6-2.
9-0.
And we're young, too. I think that's why Scott Frost stays at least one more year, because he's got the talent and it's super young.
I love the desperation that you're clinging to.
He's just talking himself into it.
I mean,
it is
funny. Truly
you
pathetic.
Hear
it's
his
like
thought process.
Kenzie Milton's a sophomore. Otis Anderson's 19.
He doesn't care about that.
No.
He's got weapons.
You got
to be.
When Florida's like, hey, we can quadruple your salary.
It's the only way to hold on to happiness if you're Dan.
No, dude. Florida ruins everything good.
What is he getting paid at UCF?
Not enough, but we're
we
currently have the Football Excellence Program, which is
public record.
It's the Keep Scott Frost program, and he's gonna get a nice little pay bump next year.
What is
I'm sorry, Texas State actually did lose this weekend to Georgia State.
Oh, that's a shame.
Keep talking. I'm sorry. I know nobody cares about Texas State.
I care.
Dude, I swear I'm pulling it up, but I think at one point they were up big. Because I remember looking at it and being like, oh, that's nice. We're going to win a football game. And now I'm looking at the score and we fucking lost. So I think they blew a big lead to Georgia State. Wait. No, that's not right either. We lost to New Mexico State.
It's all good.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Go Bobcats.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Just
New Mexico State, they're a recruiting juggernaut over there.
I don't even care. I don't even know why I brought
but
it
back
up.
To your point, though, I like FIU as a school. It's a good place to go to and party.
Uh-huh.
They actually filmed a Bang Bros porno at the Fiji House not too long ago.
No one's surprised at that.
That's
no.
Yeah. That's not shocking at all. All right. Last week's results. They're not written here, so we'll move on. The new AP poll. Number 1, Alabama. Number 2, Miami. Number 3, OU. Number 4, Clemson. 5, Wisconsin. Auburn, Georgia, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, TCU, USC, Penn State. There's UCF.
14, yay.
Then watch
12 in the coaches bowl, though. Coaches respect us.
That's great.
Just keep winning, Dan.
Just keep winning.
Just win, bitches.
We got Temple this week in Philly.
You want to support this podcast, don't you? You like us. We like you, too. A big part of what we do here at Grand X is Man Outfitters. You can check it out by going to manoutfitters.com. We find the best products from the best brands to make shopping easier for you. If you're a man and you need clothes or you need to do some shopping for the man in your life, manoutfitters.com is the place to go. We got great selection of vineyard vines, got some new True Grit, some good fleeces, bunch in stock right now, grayers, sweatshirts, so comfy. Hit manoutfitters.com, get yourself stocked up for the winter. Is it winter yet? When does winter start officially?
It's like
December 21st, right?
Is that right?
22nd? Whenever the winter solstice.
It's always way later than I thought. Like yeah. It feels like solstice. Right now should be winter, but it's not close. Great Patagonia Arc'teryx, good looking jackets. I'm looking on there right now. Vests, watches. You need a new watch? Good selection of watches. If you need, I don't know if this has been brought up anywhere else, but we're all going all in on gloves this season.
Oh yeah, whole squad getting gloves.
Glove boys.
Leather gloves.
Fine leather gloves made of elk.
The second it drops below 70 degrees, I'm getting my gloves out.
I've actually been wearing gloves all day. My hands are sweating.
Winter runs from Thursday, December 21st through Tuesday, March 20th, 2018.
Glove boys, stand up. We got these new gloves. They're from Hestra.
Hestra. They're ball. Like you need to own a Lamborghini.
Or a Ferrari, yeah.
Or a Ferrari.
And then you just drive around with your dick out.
Yeah. Well... You could have your dick in your pants if you want to.
Ah, you got to have your dick out.
Like you winter in Aspen.
Glove boys had the
dick
out.
And you drive a Lambo.
Yeah.
And you wear these gloves that we wear.
That's the dream, right? That's
yeah.
What we all want. Obviously, on Man Outfitters is also great long sleeve shirts from rowdygentleman.com. Some good hoodies. You need a hoodie? We got hoodies.
We got crazy deals on the way. Just saying.
Crazy deals coming for Black Friday,
Cyber Monday.
Keep your fucking eyes open.
We're not going to tell you the deals.
Crazy deals.
Keep your fucking
eyes
open.
They're too good to sell.
Keep them open.
You can also just buy now at full retail price.
Buy now.
Which we would appreciate.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Talk about NFL. Talk about NBA. Talk about UFC. Talk about baseball. Oh, dude, no. No.
Oh, like he wasn't his time.
We'll be back. If you're a big Game of Thrones fan, we are doing the Knights Rewatch on Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, our Game of Thrones podcast, starting back with season one. We're only through a few episodes so far. Plenty of time for you to jump on. We're doing one podcast episode per episode of the show to be as prepared as we can for the final season of Game of Thrones. Come join the Knights Rewatch. Subscribe to Oysters, Clams, and Cockles on iTunes. All right, we're back. Let's get into the old NFL here. I don't know.
Something happened this weekend. I don't know. The Eagles are off, so.
Yeah.
Cowboys got pissed on.
You want to talk about that?
Not really.
I thought you were supposed to be them boys. Turns
out we are them boys.
Well, them boys are super injury prone.
We're not at full strength, but that's no excuse to get beat that bad.
Well, I mean, Tyron Smith went out and you guys gave up 6 sacks to... what's his name?
It was a sack party.
27-7. Sack lunch.
It was a sack lunch in the backfield.
The DN for Atlanta had, I think, more sacks in that game than he had most seasons.
I think he had 6 sacks, something like that.
I'm trying to think of his name. I'm
blanking. You don't want to give up 6 sacks to one guy. That's bad.
No, it's typically not good for your passing game.
Falcons and Cowboys both 5-4 now. It's very mediocre.
It's officially Dallas Hate Week in Philly.
Oh, is that this weekend?
That is
coming
this
up?
Weekend, yeah.
Mm.
Eagles,
always
Cowboys.
Always fun to watch. That is a very,
in Jerry World,
very hate-filled rivalry. One of the most hate-filled rivalries in sports, in my opinion. You people hate each other, and it brings me great pleasure.
That line opened at Eagles favored by 7.5.
Woo! Holy hell.
That's okay. A lot of points, though.
It's in Philly?
No, it's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas?
Question.
I had tickets, and I gave up the tickets, and then...
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, somebody got me tickets. I made that person angry, and then they got rid of the tickets.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. All right. Question. How legit are the Saints? Because I can't tell. They beat the fuck out of the Bills.
Well, you know I hate them. I proclaimed that last week on this very
podcast.
Yeah, least favorite team.
And I don't get
in
that.
Sports,
but okay.
Or just football?
Just football.
Okay.
You hate Drew Brees.
I don't know. I don't hate Drew Brees.
It's the birthmark.
You said, and I quote, "It's the mark on his face. It bothers
that's
me."
That's not true.
End
I'm just
quote.
Tired of watching Drew Brees. I swear for me to say his name. Play
Drew
football.
Brees. It's like
Drew
one of the
Brees
easiest names
football.
To say in the English language.
No, it's not.
Okay, coming from a guy with the last name.
Well, you said it wrong. It's not exactly how you say it.
Saints are 7-2, man. They've won 7 games in a row. If you start the season 0-2, most people proclaim you dead. And then you win 7 in a row. They will say you've come back to life. You know?
Dude, how about Minnesota at 7-2 with Case Keenum at the helm?
What? Dude, Keenum looks legit.
Not legit.
Okay, I mean that in the way that Case Keenum can look legit. Like, Case Keenum looks as legit as Case Keenum could look.
This is true.
Watching them play, I watched most of this game, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on? It just goes to show you how shitty the Texans are. Like, Keenum looked unserviceable as a Houston Texan. And on Minnesota, they're killing it. You know, hon?
He was a solid Houston Cougar, though.
Shout out to the state of Minnesota. Just an overall wonderful place.
Have
filled with
been?
Fantastic people. No, I've never been. I'm just...
How you know it's so tight?
From TV and movies.
Mm. I hear good things about Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Yeah.
It's cold up there. That's about all I know, man.
Isn't Gordon Bombay from Minnesota?
Well, he's a fictional character, so... So he's not actually from anywhere.
Yeah, Gordon is from...
And Charlie Conway, right?
I don't know. Hold
Isn't
on.
That whole team in Minnesota?
Yeah, Bombay grew up in Minneapolis.
Well, again, he actually didn't.
It says here he was a very talented fictional. Hockey player during his childhood. For 6 years, he played for the Hawks Pee Wee hockey team led by Coach Jack Riley.
The storyline, again, is totally fictional. So.
All right. Well, here's what's incredible about this. Yeah, his home is Minneapolis, Minnesota. I can't even say it.
No, I always say Minneapolis, too.
Minneapolis. Yeah. There is an entire Wikipedia page written out like about Gordon Bombay, including early life, the Mighty Ducks, like professional career highlights, D2, D3, his notes on his playing style.
Hey, man, he had a DUI. It's life changing.
Emilio Estevez didn't really have the career we thought he was going to, did he?
Emilio!
And dude, I was like, Emilio!
The concept of Mighty Ducks 1, that a lawyer got a DWI.
It's great.
And is then required to coach a children's hockey team as punishment. It's the most fantastic fucking concept.
That's really great.
What a movie. What a movie. We don't spend enough time talking about the Ducks on here. And Ducks Fly Together, we really should be spending
I'll be on
time.
Record saying they didn't take the DUI case seriously enough.
they did not.
Should have been punished more severely.
Yeah. The rich get richer.
Yeah, go coach this hockey
team. Yeah, go coach these children. This children's hockey team. Take it real serious.
It's a ragtag group.
Gotta be fucking kidding me. Rams beat the shit out of the Texans. Big shocker there. Tom Savage looked terrible. Big shocker there. The refusal to put TJ Yates in is starting to get weird.
What? He just got there.
Dude, he's been
had
on
a
the
cup
team.
Of coffee there.
He's been on the team 9 times in 4 years. I think he knows the playbook. I'm just saying.
He's got to get in playing shape. He's been playing golf this entire time.
Mike and I were talking about this shit. What do you get at this point? Like, we get it. The season's over. The Texans are, this is a loss. It's a wash. This is, we don't care anymore. Nobody should care about this season. Until you get your franchise quarterback back, nobody cares. You suck. What is the, is, are you just running Savage out there every week so that at the end of the season you can say you gave him his chance before you cut him?
Isn't
he's
it,
not even a worthy backup.
Isn't it like kind of you're seeing what you have in him and also you want to lose games and kind of tank for a better draft pick?
We don't have any draft picks, so no.
Oh, okay.
Cleveland has all of our draft picks, which is unfortunate and something that Texans fans tend to forget. Every week I see a tweet that's like, yeah, at least we're getting a better draft pick. I'm like, no, dude, we don't have a first or a second round pick. Cleveland's getting a better draft pick.
Was this part of the Brock deal?
It was indeed.
How'd you lose the first rounder? The second rounder was the Brock deal, right?
I don't know. They're all gone, though. Just... Yeah, we traded up to get Deshaun.
Oh, okay.
We had
that
to tackle some shit to get Brock. We'd... Anyway, point being, we don't have any picks, and this is just devastating to the franchise to watch Savage get run out every week. In other news, Osweiler is
awful.
Is still Brock Osweiler. The Patriots beat the fuck out of the Broncos. Also not shocking. Pats at 7-2 now. Broncos 3-6.
What happened to the Broncos?
Osweiler drilled a dude on the sideline in the head.
That's the only thing worth talking about from this game. Osweiler, king of throwing the ball
out of bounds,
several yards too far out of bounds, even if he's throwing the ball away, which he was in this case, I believe. This was not actually made for a receiver.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely throwing it away.
He planked it off some dude's forehead.
Yeah,
some
but
poor son of a bitch.
It's on that
him.
Guy. Like, Osweiler is at the helm. You got to be, like, head on a swivel when you're on the sidelines.
Yeah, you got to get down in the bunker.
Was that his own sideline?
Take shelter. I don't know. I watched the highlight 1,000 times.
It'd be funny
and I still
if it
know.
Was his own sideline.
It'd be funny if it was his head coach or like a quarterback coach. But yeah. Yeah, the Broncos kind of in the same boat as the Texans. It's like, what, you just running Brock out there? You're not, that's the thing. You're not finding out what you've got in a guy if you already know he sucks ass and there's nothing more
well,
to him.
Is Simeon
and
still
Osweiler
hurt?
And Savage are in the same boat.
I think Simeon's still hurt. And
Paxton Lynch, I still don't know the
yeah,
story with that
still
dude
think
is.
He's hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does he have that, like...
Brock is just a really tall, rich, terrible quarterback.
$72 million. The Niners beat the Giants.
First W.
Wow. Yeah, Micah's note here is that the Giants coach, his name is Ben McAdoo, must be the most pathetic cuck in the world.
Explain yourself, Micah.
It's just what he looks like to
look
me.
At his, look at this man.
He is very cuck-like.
Look
he,
at this man's
his
hair.
Like, wear a fucking hat, bro. He wears those terrible Nike sunglasses, and he's got his hair slicked back. He's just...
Okay, the hair slicked back is a massive improvement upon the West Virginia Hill People cut where he was letting it flop forward and parted in the middle.
Just wear a hat. He had a rebrand in the offseason.
Just wear a hat.
Slicked back.
Yeah.
You know, you only see him on Red Zone. I think I speak for everybody who... Like, no one's watching a Giants game against an 0-8 team when they're 1-7. But every time the 49ers score, they cut to him, and he just looks so pathetic. He doesn't clap. He doesn't cheer. He doesn't touch. He's not even talking on his headphone. He's just looking like he's just like staring. Like, get your fucking cuck ass out of here. I'm surprised the New York media hasn't run him off. I'm sure he'll be gone in a week or two. I'm surprised he hasn't been fired today.
I'm looking at pictures of McAdoo right now, just like scrolling through pictures of McAdoo, and I guarantee you this man eats his wife's ass. That's one thing I can tell you.
Guaranteed ass eater?
That's one thing I can tell you for a certainty. Just by looking at his face and enough photos, like, this guy, he
well,
he
tis the season, Bill.
He munches ass.
It's kind of weird the Niners aren't running out Garoppolo yet, right? Since he's a free agent at the end of the year. Can I see what you have in him?
Man, I'm just sick of seeing what I have in people.
Apparently, Kyle Shanahan has said, we're seeing enough of him in practice to know what we have.
So they're just going to re-sign him off
I
practice?
I think that they're afraid he's just going to get hurt. No, their quarterbacks are getting
that's
murdered
pretty much what
week.
They've said. They've basically said, look, this is our quarterback of the future. This season is a mess. We're not
it is
to
weird that you would
out.
Trade for a free agent, though. Like, yeah. Unless you're going to play him. But...
Like, get him reps. Get him start. Get the system
some
started.
Game day reps would be nice. Mike just fell.
I'm going to go throw this chair away.
Oh, God. Well.
He's not kidding. He's actually taking the chair to the trash as we speak. Yep. Oh, that
it's
wow.
being held together by tape.
He is aggressively exiting trash. The room with his chair in hand. Monday night game is Miami at Carolina. The line from mybookie.ag is Panthers minus 8.5. The over-under is 28.5. Dylan, do you have a feel for this game? Dolphins, Panthers, Cam.
What's the line?
Cutler. 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah, dude. Miami's Jeez. Been very hit or miss. The game is in Carolina.
I got Carolina.
Okay.
That's too many points.
So you're taking Miami?
I'll take the Dolphins, yeah.
I'm going to go Panthers minus 8.5, too. And the over under again, 28.5. That's not a spelling error.
Jesus.
28.5 on a Monday night football game. That is fucked.
This could be a historically bad Monday night football
game. If you want to bet on this historically bad Monday night football game so that it's not so goddamn boring, you do it at mybookie.ag. And you use the code BACKDOOR when you make your deposit to get a deposit bonus of up to 50%. They've got in-game live betting, so if you miss kickoff, you can still get a bet down. I advise you to place that bet on the Panthers. This is one of those games where maybe you get in there, fucking wait, see what happens. Maybe Miami kicks a field goal, scores first, goes up 3-0. That's when you pounce. Put your dick on Panthers minus whatever the line is. At
pounce
that point.
On that ass.
Pounce, Larry.
No, this is a game you bet, and then you just look at your phone occasionally.
Drive that ass into
cast.
The ground, Larry.
Yeah, you probably don't watch
you
this
don't watch
shit,
this
Larry.
Game, no.
You just bet it. Mybookie.ag, use the code BACKDOOR. You play, you win, you get paid. Visit mybookie.ag today. Let's talk about UFC. Big win for our boy. Big win. You know who I'm talking about.
Sage? Micah's boy, too.
Super Sage.
Super Sage.
Super Sage. Dude, Micah's note is touching base favorite, Sage Northcutt. Dude, Micah, no, that is not exclusive to touching base.
This is a backdoor cover favorite as well.
I apologize.
Sage is a world-renowned Grand X favorite.
We all love Sage.
Sage communicated on Twitter with me and Dylan last week.
Yeah.
We were kicking it. We were talking.
I tweeted him a congratulatory tweet this morning, actually, on his W.
Big,
I said, congrats, fam.
Dude, huge win for our boy.
# Super Sage so he can see it.
For those who are for those who are unfamiliar with UFC fighter Sage Northcutt, I highly advise you to Google his name. He is quite possibly the most cartoonish clown motherfucker walking the face of the earth today.
He looks like
a Yu-Gi-Oh character.
He's so ripped that it looks photoshopped.
He can't stop smiling. He has spiked up hair.
He's very bubbly.
He looks like an Abercrombie model from 2003.
Which is not what you expect from a fighter.
And he routinely gets his ass beat.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. But finally,
not this week.
But not this week, boys.
But as Micah notes, he defeated some clown.
Michael Quinones.
I just assume that guy's a clown
because you never heard of him.
Every good fighter beats the shit out of Sage. So
Mikael.
Congrats
Sage
on the
looks
win,
good
though.
Losing.
21 years old, youngest fighter in the
this
UFC.
This was UFC fight night in Norfolk.
Sage is the youngest?
Yeah.
So at one point.
He was when he started. I don't know if he is
this
now.
This is when Sage grew to Grand X notoriety and
he's the really, apple ripper.
Really got a place in our hearts.
He's the apple ripper guy.
He was running a campaign on Twitter. He was trying to start a viral craze, which he actually kind of successfully did.
Chrissy Teigen tweeted about
it. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Rip of tearing an apple in half.
Which is
with his
not
bare
all
hands.
That hard.
With his bare hands. Yeah. And then he put # Super Sage so I can see it.
He encouraged us to try it, his followers, and make a video, and then # Super Sage so he could see the videos.
# Super Sage.
So,
well, because why would you not use
that? So that's
that
exactly
hashtag.
What the fuck we did.
It is. And
the touching base guys were featured on the prominent daytime television show The Doctors.
Yes, ripping apples.
I didn't even know that. I don't even know what you just said.
I worked for weeks to facilitate that, and then they literally just showed like 1 second of the guys ripping the apples and throwing them over their head.
I'm just a regular on TV at this point.
Well, it sounds like you good work cut out for you.
Oh, speaking of, remember I did the interview thing for NFL Network?
Yeah.
I don't think they aired my shit. I think they cut my because those segments have run already and
yeah.
Nowhere to be seen.
Were you on the Food Network?
I sure was, Dan. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I was on the Food Network recently too. I was eating a pork belly sandwich. It was quite delicious.
That's fantastic.
Your IMDb is just grown by the day.
Anyway, support Sage Northcutt. He's everybody's favorite fighter in America.
But don't forget the hashtag Super Sage.
So we can see it.
So we can see it.
Dustin Poirier defeated Anthony Pettis via third round TKO in the main event. Man, that's exciting.
That's huge.
That's really big for Poirier.
Yeah.
He sounds nailed French. It. Moving on. In the NBA, nothing has changed from last week, really. Pretty much the same standings. Boston still hasn't lost. Rockets are still on fire. The Thunder still suck a little. Golden State's fantastic. There's really nothing going on in the NBA yet to talk about. Like, everybody that you expected to be good is good.
Jerseys be ripping.
The Nike jerseys are all ripped. What the fuck? How have they not fixed this issue? They got to be looking into this. It's terrible for their brand. The Pistons are like 10-3. That's a little surprising. That's cool. Other than that, nothing.
Who plays for the Pistons?
Avery Bradley.
Andre Drummond.
Oh, yeah. Two megastars.
The
Texas
Knicks.
Texas zone, Avery Bradley.
I know. He's a Canadian.
Shockingly, the Knicks are better without Carmelo Anthony. Man, that's so crazy. If I see one more headline written with Melo-less Knicks, I'm going to shoot someone.
Like, actually shoot somebody?
No, but I'm really angry about that. Stop.
Remember when Phil Jackson wanted to get rid of Porzingis because he didn't show up to meetings?
Yeah, I think it's, at this point, pretty widely accepted that Phil does not need to be in a managerial role at an NBA team. That's not where his forte is going to be. Porzingis has been incredible, by the way. I think Porzingis and Greek Freak,
Giannis
Antetokounmpo, are leading the league in scoring. Which is that's exciting if you see to see that for
just a bunch of for the
NBA.
Yeah.
These young kids, man. Yeah. Antetokounmpo is averaging that was pretty close. 31.7 points per game. Porzingis at 30.4, Harden behind them at 30.2.
I went to the Spurs Milwaukee Bucks game Friday night, and I must say Giannis is a remarkable thing to watch. Like, I'm not sure he's from this planet. I don't want to sound strange, but if you get a chance to see them
he's
live,
from
like,
Greece,
go
which
do
is
it.
Part of this planet.
He's he is the so offense. Long and so freaky, and just like it's amazing the space he travels.
He's the biggest dude on the court, and he's running the offense.
It's
point.
Crazy to see him out on a fast break, and even just like the way he shifts on defense. They're very entertaining. I would highly
22
encourage.
22 years old.
Ship out the money and go see.
Gotta imagine that guy's got an oddly large cock.
I wasn't thinking that, but it's good chance it's bigger than normal.
You got to think that it's abnormally large.
Good chance at that, sure.
Could be like a forearm.
Two steps from center court to the rim, big dick. Big dick move.
It's got
to
get in the way. He's overcoming.
Overcoming what?
Having a big dick. I feel like that's probably an issue.
No, it's
when you're playing sports, you know, just kind of swinging around.
Yeah, you wear a cup or just tape it to your leg. It's what I always did.
You did not tape your piece to your leg. Shut up.
There's no way your piece is that big.
You can't prove that.
You don't have an abnormally large piece, man.
Carlos Beltran has retired from Major League Baseball.
Who cares?
Many people do. No. Carlos is a local legend.
No. No one cares.
People care.
He's old as fuck.
He's a local legend. He's not from this country.
He announced his retirement with a column on the Players Tribune, which, all right, I got something to say about the Players Tribune in a second, but the title of his column was Muchas Gracias, Baseball, by Carlos
Beltran.
Which,
of course, translates to
Thank You, Baseball. Is what it, all right, I'm fucking sick of the Players Tribune and all of these columns being put out. Steph Curry puts out a column yesterday titled The Noise by Stephen Curry, point guard, Golden State Warriors. And, you know, again, his title on here is like contributor for the Players Tribune. And it's all about Veterans Day. And look, it's not necessarily the message behind these columns that upsets me. It's like, you expect me to believe that Stephen Curry fucking sat there and wrote this like 4,000-word column about Veterans Day and using sports as a platform, or knowing what we know about celebrities, especially athletes, brand endorsements, their handlers, is it more likely that one of his people wrote this?
How dare you question the integrity of Derek Jeter and his publication?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So can we just make it clear here that there's a very good chance these guys are not the ones writing this shit?
He's got some kind of ghostwriter situation happening.
Right.
I thought that's the appeal of the Players Tribune.
That's supposed to be.
That's
sure.
What I'm saying. I think it's already been sullied. That appeal has already been ruined by the frequency in which these columns are being published. Like, and don't get me wrong, I believe that some of these are written by the athletes, but I do not believe the ones that, like, go read this Steph Curry piece. This is an absolutely professional, incredible column. Not taking anything away from Steph. He just doesn't have time to be doing this type of shit. Like, there's no way he wrote this fucking piece. And then, Dylan, this one you'll be super interested in. U.S. men's national team soccer phenom Christian Pulisic published a column today that's titled 1,834 Days, which I think is the gap for how long we have to wait before we see our country in the World Cup again. And it's all about the World Cup, the fact that we didn't make it, basically him promising that we're going to come back stronger than ever or whatever the fuck. Then I love this.
Whoa,
this is the
how old is this kid? How are you going to laugh at him?
You got to listen to this shit.
How are you going to laugh at Christian Pulisic like that?
This column ends with, so let's plan on it then. 2022.
Can't wait.
Qatar.
Dude, you know how far away that seems?
Do you call it Qatar or Qatar?
I've never said the word aloud in my life, so
it's,
I don't know.
Dude.
I think it's Qatar.
2022? It's not even 2018 yet. That's 5 years from now.
Yeah, no one's going to get excited about that.
Man,
Christian,
we can't wait, bro.
I'm already pumped out.
I'd rather read something written by Dr. Franzia on TotalFretMove.com than whatever this cuck's
name
is.
Don't hate on Dr. Franzia.
Yeah, I don't understand why you just took a shot at our own publication.
Christian Pulisic a cuck.
He's a cuck. Micah's right. If he wasn't a cuck, then we'd be in the World Cup.
He's the fucking future of U.S. soccer. He's going to be the hero we need.
Well...
From Hershey, Pennsylvania.
He didn't do it this year, though, did he?
Oh, Christ, he did it by himself. Dude, what? Like, there's too many columns on here, man. Players, go back to playing. Speak out on social media or whatever. Like, do your thing.
Stick to sports, man.
No, I'm not even saying that. I don't even have a problem with protesting. Do whatever you want.
Are these professionally edited?
Yes. Extremely professionally edited.
Don't you think at least 90% of the stuff on that site is submitted by someone's agent?
That's what I'm saying. That's
so
this whole conversation.
You know, it's probably professionally written. So it doesn't. The editing process is.
Micah wasn't listening.
You know that Derek
Jeter. This motherfucker
has
no idea what we're talking about.
Derek Jeter is like the editor in chief.
Well, not really. Such a crock of shit.
I love that they give all those athletes those weird titles. That's the best part of the whole thing.
Bill's title, man.
Contributor. Yeah, me and Jeter are on the same.
Do you think Jeet is coming in and running the Monday morning meeting at Players Tribune?
Yeah, Jeet's. Yeah.
You think he's tweeting out all this shit himself?
Talking strategy.
Dude, we didn't talk about A-Rod. Let's talk about him.
What happened with A-Rod?
A-Rod went and did College Game Day.
Went 13-0.
Double popped collar polos representing Miami, the University. And then went what?
13-0 on his picks.
What? Alex Rodriguez is having the most remarkable
turnaround
post-career renaissance of any human in the history
Complete
of sports.
Complete 180.
From... National pariah.
He's tagging J-Lo.
Universally hated. Steroid god. Lying on every possible front to tagging Jennifer Lopez.
Being like the most respected baseball analyst in the game right now.
An incredible baseball analyst that even lifelong A-Rod haters are having trouble not liking. Going 13-0 on College Game Day. Wearing dual popped collars. What is this?
He might be responsible for the U.
I'm very, very confused and surprised by A-Rod's renaissance. But good for him. Because he needed a break, you know?
He was a very hateable baseball player.
One of the most hateable people as a professional athlete ever.
Doesn't he have like
Did you ever read the stories about his
shit? He has like a painting above his bed of him as a centaur, right?
Yeah. He's an unbelievable scumbag.
Oh, yeah. He's a shithead.
An unbelievable piece of shit. And I know this about the man. Like, in his soul, he's rotten. Yet somehow I now love him because he can't stop making the right moves as an analyst. It's fucking crazy. Like, I know he sucks, but I like him. Anyway, Any other baseball news? No. Why would there be?
Not for a while.
Hey,
pitchers and catchers in February.
On Thursday's podcast, we're going to play all the best hotline calls from the Backdoor Cover Hotline, which you can call at 800-392-6344. Leave us a rant, ask us a question, whatever you want. 800-392-6344. Best calls get played on Thursday's show.
Yeah, give us some good calls, though. We haven't had a good hotline in probably all season, if we're being honest.
Call it a cold line.
Oh, damn. You just come up with that?
So step your game up,
kids. I did. That's it for this week. Shouts?
No. No one is deserving of a shout.
Seems to be a common theme.
Yeah. No one is impressing me in my life right now.
Dan, shouts?
Shouts to my boy Scotty Frost. You're going to stay, and I know it. I'm going to love you. You're going to be a hero.
No. I don't have any shouts either.
Yeah, good.
Goodbye.
I'll shout you out for not having any shots.
Thanks.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Bye.